France coming up, Germany coming up, possibly the Frexit, as it's been called, the France exit from the European Union, Germany in there as well. It is the topic this morning as we conduct our thought leader conversation with Chuck Garcia, who's the Director of Commercial Deposits and Treasury Management at Associated Bank. He's with us this morning. Chuck, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell. As we sit here this morning, we're talking about the possibility of seeing another country leave the European Union. Frexit, it's been called, also Germany in there as well, possibly down the road. How is this impacting global banking?
Well, you know, I think in terms of the banking side, I don't know that it will immediately change. I think what it could change is how currencies are handled and so on and so forth. But I think the globalization of companies, especially large companies, I think it's here to stay. I think it could certainly change how money movement occurs and certainly has foreign exchange implications to companies. But I think the globalization of finances as a whole is here to stay. I don't see that changing. I think how you maybe handle the manipulation of money and the movement certainly could change.
And as this landscape changes, there's a couple of different things that might get affected here. One is how you as a bank invest money globally. That would be one of them, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And then the other would be clients who are coming to you who need expertise in this landscape.
Absolutely.
If you could talk about both of those.
Well, so we absolutely have the ability to move money internationally. I think our bank has a solid base, as do many others, of expertise in terms of, is it better to send U.S. dollars or the local currency? And so being able to guide clients as to what is better for their individual transaction or their business as a whole is significant and can mean significant amounts of money to the sending institution or the receiving institution. So wise clients will seek guidance on that front because the dollar differences can be considerable.
As we hear about this nationalist sort of effort by the Trump administration, the idea that you can rein in globalism, which all of these companies participate in, seems a little far-fetched.
It does to me as well. Again, companies and their supply channels, whom they sell to, buy to, those are very, very entrenched. And so changing that in a material way, I think that's going to take some time if it happens at all.
And there's a lot of money that possibly could be lost in that area.
No doubt about it.
So what are the pitfalls when clients come to the Associated Bank? What are the pitfalls that you sort of help guide them around?
Again, it really is what are their objectives. Okay, what are they trying to achieve? Are they a sender of money internationally? Are they a receiver? And those can really vary depending on whom they're transacting business with, what they're trying to achieve. Again, are they sending money, receiving money? And being able to provide them with guidance on that and how the money is moved can have considerable cost implications to them.
The beginning of the year here, it's a good time to maybe review cash flow management, not only at home, but in your business. We thought we'd share some tips in this area. We're on with Chuck Garcia this morning, the Director of Commercial Deposits and Treasury Management at Associated Bank. It's our thought leader conversation. Chuck, what advice would you have in this area when you talk to clients about cash flow management?
Knowing your trading partners, okay, who do you pay? Who mm-hmm. do you receive money from? Obviously, having a confidence of on the payment side that you're going to get paid in a timely fashion. Most commercial companies, especially in a healthy economic environment, can predict very tightly how they're going to receive money coming in. Then you have the outflow. Obviously, you want to slow that to the best of your ability and or take advantage of any trade terms that could be in your benefit. You know, when we've been in such a low rate environment, it's been less important. It's always important, but it's been less important. But now that rates are rising, especially if you're a net borrower, that cost of money today is higher than it was a year ago. So ensuring that you have efficient means within your company to move money out and have the efficiencies coming in is really important.
Invoicing and also payments.
Yes.
Those are two big areas. How do you advise clients in those areas?
I think it depends on the client and what they're doing on both sides. The efficiencies that can be gained both from a pricing within your bank for electronic transactions, so using the ACH, the automated clearinghouse system, very efficient, very predictable, and the dollar cost versus handling a check and or a wire transfer are considerably different.
And that advice is good for regardless of the size of your business.
Absolutely, absolutely.
As we look at some of the other good steps too, how to know what is a good pattern and a bad pattern in cash flow?
Again, you know, most companies have a pretty predictable trend, and smart companies, especially companies that have professional management, a treasurer, a cash manager, such, can pretty well predict over the month what the flows in and out. Obviously, you know when you're going to pay people, so that's very predictable, especially employees. That's very predictable. So you know the outflows probably better than the inflows. But over time, you get to know your trading partners, and managing that and managing your investments according with that, or borrowing if you need to hit the low periods. Companies are pretty adept at that.
And they can know immediately when there might be a blip in their problem.
There can. We can send alerts. You know, most banks have alerts of thresholds, money coming in, especially wire transfers. So immediacy of information has become much more prevalent.
And is that information enough to actually build a forecast from month to month?
Absolutely.
And how would that look?
Well, again, so you start at the beginning of the month, you have a dollar, okay? Mm-hmm. And you know on the 15th, I have to have payroll. So you know that's a dip down. In between there, you should have a good sense of what monies are coming in, what your cash position should be, also what trading type of payments you're going to have going out. So most companies, again, will build that flow based on kind of a monthly trend of what they know and what they perceive to be incoming funds as well. And again, if you hit the 13th and you know you need to borrow to cover payroll, you borrow, and then you pay that down accordingly.
The next one has to do with making sure you have money coming in, and that is steer clear of these long payment terms. I think, mm-hmm. what is it, mostly 30 to 90 days?
Yes, or anything even shorter.
Anything more than that is bad?
I would say it's bad. You enter an element of risk with your client into that equation. Of something happens in that period of time, you can be left holding a considerable bag. One thing I didn't mention that's become much, much more prevalent, especially on kind of lower to mid-dollar transactions, is the use of cards for both a payment to your trading partners, but also accepting card payments for medium-sized type of transactions. Again, the certainty of payment, there's a cost of the transaction on the interchange, but the certainty of payment is considerably favorable to companies.
And you know it instantly. There's probably less paperwork, everything, right?
Yes.
This next one seems like a no-brainer. Make managing your cash flow a priority. That seems like something people would do anyway.
Well, you know, it certainly is you would say a no-brainer. However, if you're a sole proprietor and you're out trying to sell your company or you're performing duties in the course of a day, your cash flow is not top of mind. It's getting your business going. It's handling your customer request. Many of those type of clients, they do their banking at nighttime, you know, or the weekend. And so they may be caught in a pinch at certain points in time. And so, again, I go back to some of the electronic alerts that you could get on your phone, your iPad, whatever. Those are really, really favorable for smaller companies. You go up the food chain and they will have professional management. It is a priority. That's their job. They wake up every day knowing that 7 o'clock, I'm pulling these balances. I know what my position is. And so there's a whole different level of management on an intraday basis.
Aside from invoicing, there are credit policies, there are payment policies. Those seems like things that bigger companies would have and people would adhere to. Seem like it might be harder for smaller businesses.
It is. I think there's an intuition that really will come into play of, hey, I know you. I'm willing to do business with you. Obviously, there are credit checks they can do quickly with D&B and things like that. But again, if you have a pretty small, lean running firm, you don't have people sitting around going, hey, I need to pull some D&Bs on this. So it can be a risk for small companies.
Yeah, but also a benefit, too, because if you're one of the small companies that says to one of their clients, I know you, let's give you a little bit more time. That's the beauty of dealing with a mom and pop business.
It is. I agree.
So what else do you see out there on the as we look to the Trump administration again? I don't want to get into a lot of different policy things, but are you still optimistic? Because last time we talked to you, you were optimistic about the year.
Well, I think we can, you know, go minute by minute at certain points in time. But in a general sense, yes, I am. I think that there's an optimism in terms of the relaxation of regulation that I think is going to be favorable for companies. I think it's going to be favorable for banks. The hope is that banks will redeploy that cash. I look to some of the community banks, the investment they had to make around compliance that they couldn't then put to work for their local communities. I think that has very, very favorable conditions.
Chuck, always good to talk with you. Next time we see you, there'll probably be flowers coming up.
Terrific.
Have a good rest of the winter.
Okay, enjoyed it. Thank you.
Chuck Garcia is the Director of Commercial Deposits and Treasury Management at Associated Bank. You can hear our thought leader conversations every Thursday here on The Opening Bell, and you can follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter and listen to our past conversations at WGNRadio.com.